Well, we had a good week of practice. I think the guys are focused on the New Orleans Saints and what we have to do to win the ball game. You know, I like this team. You know, it didn't show up last week, but I like this team. This team has not changed as far as their work ethic, their mentality, the things we're trying to do on all three phases of the game. So it's going to be a great opportunity for us, a great test to go down there into the Superdome and play a heck of a football team. And I expect our guys to go out and fight this week. As far as the Jerome Simpson thing, we're always going to make the best, make decisions based on the information that we have, number one. And number two, we're always going to do what's best for the organization. And each situation will be handled on an individual basis. Okay. All right, shoot away.
Was there something different about this one with Jerome, or can you assess or give it, shed more light on that?
We're always just going to do the best, what we think is the best for the, got a Utah Ute over there, for the best interest of the organization, and that's what we felt like we need to do this time.
What did you learn from this week and all that went on in your team and coaching staff and all? You know, you can only learn some things when you go through turmoil like this. What did you learn?
I don't know that you're ever prepared for all the things that happened, at least, you know. I wasn't, but, you deal with each one of them. You go on and get back to work and keep going.
In terms of Simpson football-wise, moving forward, you only have three wide receivers on the team that have ever caught a regular season pass. How do you look at the depth of the wide receiver position moving forward?
Well, we're always going to keep looking, number one, for guys. And number two, you know, each week somebody from the practice squad comes up and plays good. I mean, every team, every week, it happens. So we expect these guys, they're here because they're professional football players. So we expect them to come out and play.
Did the team borrow your iPod over the week?
No, I don't pick the music.
The decision behind it, though, was something that you haven't done before here at practice. Was it just kind of helping stay loose? Or?
We'll keep that between us.
Could you give us your intake on the commissioner making everybody go through classes with sexual harassment and abuse and all that he's going to be talking about today?
You know, I just heard about the press conferences as I was walking over here, so I don't really know anything about it.
Is that good that you guys are going to go through this? Do you feel that?
Apparently he thinks I'm not going to say anything.
Mike, are you with Matt? Do you have any concerns that he might try and do a little more or maybe even a little too much on Sunday without Adrian behind him and just knowing that maybe more plays have to be made in the passing game?
I think after last week he realizes that we have to take care of the football. We can't be throwing the ball to the other team, and we have to do a better job getting guys open. We got to do a better job getting open. So I don't think that part of it is going to change. You know, guys go out and try to do what they can do, and not. I think every player gets in trouble when they try to do more than what's asked of them. So there'll be plays where he'll have opportunities, and then there'll be plays where he's got to check it down.
Going to be good to go after being back out there today?
I don't know. We'll see more on Sunday.
Drew Brees, you've been in before. What's it like to go up against him? What's the scariest part about him? What's the thing you have to be most aware of?
Well, Drew is a great competitor. He gets the ball out very quickly. They're very, they've got a lot of different formations, personnel groups, different things that they do. He throws the ball down the seams great. He throws the ball everywhere great. But he's a heck of a quarterback, and just like the one we played last week and the ones we're going to continue to play for a while. We're going to have to be tight in coverage, and we're going to have to make sure that we understand what he's trying to do.
Mike, professionally, is this as difficult of a week as you've ever been through, and how did you sort of handle that from a just emotional and focus level?
Well, my wife died in October 5 years ago. I know, but I still was coaching football at the time. So, I've been through a lot of being in the NFL for 21 years, you see a lot of different things. So I try not to judge what is the most difficult or the it's just the situation it is this week. And yeah, I mean there was a lot of things that happened this week, but you know that's part of life.
Along those lines, a couple Super Bowl winning coaches, Brian Belichick and John Gruden, both said that you're the right man for this with your tough mindedness, the way you've been able to come over adversity. How do you feel when you hear from those guys that you're the right man to steer the Vikings through this difficulty with Peterson?
Well, honestly, I haven't heard that, but you know, I just try to do the best job I can each and every day, each and every week. We try to think about this going forward for the long term of the organization. Try and coach them as hard as we can, and you know this isn't about me; it's about us and the team, and how we continue to do things. You know, we're in the, like I've said before, we're in the infancy stages of our program of trying to teach these guys what we're trying to teach them, the mindsets we're trying to give them. You know, it wouldn't look very good if I wasn't a tough guy, too.
How much extra time have you had to spend with the team just talking to them about all the different situations this week?
Yeah, not much. I mean, you know, I've talked to them, obviously. Try to talk to them all the time about all situations, but you know, we move on and go to the game. It's not... I don't think we spent an inordinate amount of time this week more than any other week. I mean, obviously, we spent more, but
thump it sound during practice. But I mean, how do you combat the noise level that you'll hear at the Superdome?
Well, you know, we've got to do a better job than we did last week at home. We had some false starts, some missed snaps, and things like that. So. We're just trying to get them to focus in, and obviously it'll be a loud crowd. It's a loud place to play anyway, and it's their first home game, so all those.
Is it difficult to play there without earplugs? Is that something you guys are considering? Or?
No, we didn't consider it. There's, you know, I know that some teams have done that, and you know, I know that some of my coaching friends, I've talked to them about those things, but I mean, we're just gonna we need to focus on us, really, what we have to do and what we need to accomplish.
Bolton, Floyd, do you expect them to be
yes.
good? And what happened with Patterson? Was that an in-practice injury? The I think it was a rib or chest, I guess it was?
It's just something that we found. I mean, I think he was dealing with it a little bit, but we just happened to find it. It's not a big deal.
You still have an open roster spot, correct?
We do.
You plan to make that move by Sunday?
I don't know by Sunday, but we plan on making a move. We've got a list of everything we're trying to accomplish and where we need to go and go from there.
Is it ideal to go to a game with an open roster spot? Or
We could. I mean, we'll. There's a possibility that we won't, but we could. Good?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Sorry.